Hello and welcome to this Audio Caddy Combine based on the Hogan course at Trophy Club Country Club. This combine is based on their championship tees on the Hogan course, which are the blues. This combine is best for players that can hit their driver a total of 270 yards or more and can carry their 7-iron somewhere in the neighborhood of 170 yards. The purpose of the combine is basically just to make better use of your time on the driving range. If you do this combine with a small bucket of balls, you can basically hit every shot that you'll need to hit on the course, and you can give yourself a score, see how your ball striking is at that moment in time. To make the best use of the combine, you have to do a little bit of setup work. First, you have to find some targets out on the range. All you got to do is find a good target for 100, 150, 200, 250, and you also have to make yourself a mental fairway out there. Make it wide enough of a fairway where you can determine if you hit the left side of the fairway, the center of the fairway, or the right side of the fairway. As you'll see, this will affect scoring later on. So again, you need a 100, 150, 200, 250, and also give yourself a fairway out there wide enough to determine where in the fairway the ball lands. You'll need a maximum of 40 balls to complete the combine. Obviously, you know, if you want to hit a few to get warmed up, great, but the most you'll need is 40 for this combine. You can treat the combine just as a walkthrough of the course, just a quick practice round, or you can also keep score. If you want to keep score, I recommend you do it based on two different criteria. You got your drives and your approach shots. Now, on your drives, we're worried about where the ball lands, not where it rolls. So once you've got that fairway out there on the driving range, your mental fairway, you'll notice throughout the exercise that I'll be asking you to hit the left side of the fairway, center right, but it doesn't have to be perfect. It's either got to be acceptable or unacceptable. So if you hit an acceptable drive, give yourself a par. Unacceptable, give yourself a bogey. On par fives, you have to qualify for the ability to go for a green and two. So you'll have to hit an acceptable tee shot to give yourself the option to go for the green and two. When it comes to scoring your approach shots, you're going to either score a birdie, par, or bogey. A birdie is going to come from a shot that lands within four paces of your target. A par is going to be a ball that lands within 10 paces of the target. And a bogey will be for anything outside of that 10 pace radius. One last part of the scoring, if you qualify to go for a par 5 and 2 and you land your ball within 4 paces of that target, you give yourself an eagle. If the ball lands within 10 paces of that target, you give yourself a birdie. Within 20 paces of that target, give yourself a par. And then anything outside of 20 paces of that target, give yourself a bogey. So again, just a quick recap. Drives are either acceptable or unacceptable. Give yourself a little bit of wiggle room here. It doesn't have to be perfect. Acceptable, par, unacceptable, bogey. For approach shots, if it lands within 4 paces of the target, birdie. If it lands within 10 paces of the target, par. Outside of 10 paces, bogey. And then if you qualify to go for those par 5s and 2, and you're within 4 paces of the target, eagle. 10 paces birdie, 20 paces par, outside of 20 paces bogey. And this all goes into one cumulative score at the end of the 40 balls. Okay, now that we've got that out of the way, let's go play the Hogan course at Trophy Club Country Club. Okay, hole one is a par 5. The tee shot calls for a driver right down the center of the fairway. So in order to qualify to go for this green and two, you'll have to hit a ball that lands near the center of your imaginary fairway. All right, grab your driver. Hit me a shot down the center of the fairway. Okay, if you qualified to hit for this green in two, you're going to hit something at your 250-yard marker. It's best to keep it just short of that 250-yard marker as this green is pitched severely from back to front. If you did not qualify to go for this green and two, all you want to do is hit something at your 200-yard marker out on the range. All right, go ahead and grab your club and hit the shot. Okay, if you were forced to lay up, you got 100 yards left, so let's find your 100-yard marker on the range and keep it just short of that. Okay, moving on to the second hole, we're looking for a driver down the center of the fairway on this par 4. Okay, a good drive leaves us about 150 yards left. So let's find our 150 marker on the range. Let it go. Okay, moving on to hole 3. We got a ever so slight dogleg right, par 4. So our target's going to be left side of the fairway here. Okay, a good drive leaves us about 150 yards left. Let's find that 150 marker and keep it just left of that. Hole number 4 is a dogleg right, so we're going to hit our driver at the right side of the fairway. Okay, a good drive leaves us about 150 yards left, probably more in the realm of 130. So find your 150-yard marker and keep it about 20 yards short of that. Hole number 5 is a par 3 with water on the right and bunkers guarding the green. Pretty difficult shot of about 200 yards. We want to miss left with water right. So let's take a look at our 200-yard marker on the range, and let's keep it just left of that. Okay, the 6th hole is a par 5. It is reachable in 2, so in order to qualify for going at it in 2, I need you to hit the right side of the fairway. Okay, if you've qualified to hit at this par 5 in 2, I need you to find your 250-yard target and hit it right at it. If we've not qualified to go for it in 2, let's play a shot to the 200-yard marker. Okay, if you're forced to lay up, you got 100 yards left. Let's keep it just left of that 100-yard marker. Number 7 is a slight downhill dogleg to the left, so we want to be on the left center of the fairway to catch that speed slot and give us a lot shorter approach shot in. A great drive here leaves us about 120 left, so find your 100-yard marker and hit it about 20 yards past that. The eighth hole is another difficult par three. It plays about 200 yards, slightly downhill. There's water short and bunkers surrounding this green. The ninth hole is a straightaway par four. The tee shot is slightly blind, but if you hit the left center of the fairway, your ball rolls out quite a bit. So our target is the left side of the fairway here. Okay, a nice drive leaves us about 120 yards left into this par four green. Find your spot 20 yards past your 100-yard marker and let it go. Ten's a par five. Tough to reach in two, but doable. If we're going to go for it in two, you need to hit it at the right center of the fairway. Okay, if you've qualified to go for this green in two by hitting the right center of the fairway, you got about 260 yards left and you want to keep it right of that. Anything left of that is no bueno. So find your 260 target and let it go. Or if we've not qualified, let's just hit something at the 200-yard target, set up a wedge. Okay, if we had to lay up, we got 100 yards left, and let's keep it just short of that 100-yard marker as this green is pitched severely back to front. Eleven is a slight dogleg left, par four. Our driver needs to be in the left center of the fairway here. A nice drive leaves us about 140 yards left. Find your 150 marker, take 10 off of that, and keep it just right. Twelve's a straightforward par three of about 175 yards. Let's pick a target and keep it just left of that. Thirteen's a fairly significant dogleg to the right, so we're going to hit our driver at the right center of the fairway here. All right, a nice drive leaves us about 120 yards left. Let's find a good spot out there and keep it just right of that 120 mark. The 14th hole is a straightaway par 4. It does have a stream that comes in at about 260 yards. So let's hit something at our 250 yard marker and keep it just ever so slightly left of that. Okay, a nice drive leaves us about 150 yards left, and we want to keep it just right of that 150 marker. Fifteen's a long uphill par four. We're going to hit our driver at the left center of the fairway here. A good drive leaves us about 190 yards left, so find your 200 marker, keep it just short of that. Sixteen is a reachable par 5. In order to qualify, we're going to have to keep it at the right side of the fairway here. Okay, if you've qualified to go for this par 5 and 2, you got about 230 yards left. Let's keep it just short of that 250 yard marker and also keep it right. There is water left of this green. Keep it just right of that 250 marker. Or if you're having to lay up, let's just hit something at the 200 yard marker. If you've been forced to lay up, you got 100 yards left. Keep it just short of that 100 yard marker. This green is pitched pretty heavily back to front. Seventeen's a par 3, about 190 yards. There is a bunker that guards the right side of the green, and there's OB left. So let's find that 200-yard marker and keep it just ever so slightly right of that. The 18th hole is a huge dogleg left over a pond. Some longer players can actually hit the green off of the tee shot. It's a carry of about 300 yards. So if you don't have that in the bag, let's just keep it down the left side of the fairway here. Okay, a nice drive has left us about 100 yards. Let's keep it just right of that 100-yard marker on the range.